This program is brought to you by Salvation Ministries. Hour of Salvation with David Ibiomie.
Kingdom principle, when applied, paves the way for you to go forward. When you do what is required, then you get what you desire. It takes what is required to get what you have deserved. When you do what is required, you will get what is worth desired. Applied revelation is what commits God. God's integrity for confirmation is a function of what you have applied as a revelation of God's word. I felt that I should share with you values. How you place value determines the cost of anything. The value of a thing is determined by what? Cost. That's why the gold is more expensive than the iron, because gold has more value than what? Iron. So they are not the same price. Am I talking? Value determines what? Cost. That's what they say. This car is more expensive than this. It has more value. It has more what? Value. And we live in a society where we have no values. Our value system has been eroded. So we live just anyhow. But that will not be so anymore for you in Jesus' name. Number one, value. Have value for your life. Have what? For your life. For your who? Have value for your life. Learn to put value to your life. You know why I said so? You have only one life to live. Nobody will live two lives. Don't live your life to a chance, or you'll never have any chance. As a person, raise standards for your life. Raise what? For your life. Raise standards for yourself. Don't live your life anyhow. Have boundaries. Have what? That's what I mean by value. Have boundaries that you say to yourself, I won't cross this boundary. This is how I want to live my life. Have a solid foundation of godly character that will guarantee greatness and honor. If you want to have value for your life, fill your life with the word of God. Fill your life with what? What you put into you determines what you display on the outside. If you make the cup clean, the outside will be clean, the Bible says. So make the inside clean, the outside will what? So have value by feeding yourself with God's word. With what? And it will rule your world. Now here, this life is composed of our choices. Of our what? The choice you make will determine how your life will become. Now, as I'm talking, why choice is powerful, you can choose not to hear me. I think you know. You can make a choice now to say whatever he says, I'm not hearing him. and switch off. You are seated, but the choice you have made is that even if I'm seated, I will not hear this man. You know, you can choose to do that. And make a choice that let him talk. I'm not going to listen to him. You'll be looking at me, but you have made a choice not to listen to me. It's possible. Are you open to that? As anything says, I'm just here for my own. I'm looking at me like this. Anything I talk is my business. It's a choice. It's a what? You can also choose to copy the note and say anything I talk, I will copy, but I won't do it. It's a choice. It's a what? It's a choice. The purpose of life is a life of purpose. The purpose of what? Is a life of purpose. If you don't have value for your life, abuse is inevitable. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So you get out of life what you put into it. When you have value for your life, you keep putting solid things into your life. Is that clear, sir? And at the ultimate, you get only what you want put into your life. So first and foremost, have value for what? Your life that you have, only what? One life. Have you seen somebody with two? So take time to add values. To add what? To your own life. Don't live your life anyhow, because there's no second life. Did you hear me at all? So here. I want to ask you a question. Have you ever bothered to ask yourself one question? Why am I here? You are not a biological accident. So why are you on earth? God didn't just bring you and dump you here for nothing. He brought you for a purpose. Is that clear? You are not just here for existence. You are here to make impact. It is when you have value for your life, you won't play with it. Learn to place value worth life. Your own. You are too precious to be wasted. You are too what? To be wasted. Don't live your life anyhow. Well, second value, values of life, number two, have value for time. Have what? Have value for time. After you have value for life, have value for what? Time. Time is life. Time is what? Anyone who wastes time will waste resources and will waste his or her life. Time is one of the most valuable and very important assets. And you know, a wise man said, time is infinite movement without one moment of rest. To choose time is to save life. To choose time is also to save time. All that you will do with your time today will determine your future tomorrow. So learn to have value for what? We don't have value for time. And we have a very wrong notion even when it comes to it. We say African time. Please, Africans have no time. Time is time. Universal. There's no African time. Are you wearing an African watch? We don't have value for what? It's a time to be born and a time to die. So whatever you are to do today, do it now. Otherwise, you may never have it again tomorrow. Yesterday, what? It's gone. Today's a new day. But when it's gone, it's gone. Even if you reduce your years, you can never be the previous. You may reduce it for one reason or the other, but the truth is that you are still who you are. If you are 40 and you say you are not 32, doesn't make you 32, you are still 40. And no matter you reduce it, you won't be able to fit in for the age you have reduced it to. Did you hear me at all? Are you hearing what I'm saying? So stop deceiving yourself. All great people are those who have been able to gain control over their time. All. Every great person have gained control over what? Their time. So gain control over your time and you gain control over your life. As a youth, don't just live your life without saying, look, I'm going to school, in 5 years I'll be through. Am I talking? When you take control over your time, you have taken control over your life. If you lack control over your time, you have lack control over your life. If you don't have value for time, you will live your life anyhow.
David Ibiomi will be right back.
Come on, sir, here. First, I say, have value for your what? Life, and have value for your time. Time wasted is irreversible. Time wasted is what? If you are going to succeed in life, you must respect and honor time. No successful man who has no respect for time. Are you hearing me now? Make the best of every moment before it passes away. The time you have is now, not later. And today, not tomorrow. Learn to do what? Have value for time. Have value for what? For time. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you want to be great, have value for what? Learn to be disciplined with time. Did you hear me? Some of you don't have respect. You just say, anytime I like, I do it. No, that's not a statement of a man who wants to be great. Anytime I like, just know that is a statement of a man who has no dream. And when you have no dream, you'll be doomed. A man who has dream will always tell you, I'm going to do it this time. Are you what I'm saying now? A man who has no dream, he has no time fixed for anything. When are you going to come? Anytime. When someone answers like that, you can give a picture of a lousy man. Anytime you want me, I'll be around. That is just a man heading for failure. No, not any time. Live your life by have value what? Because you have to have value for what? Time. Don't play draft for 5 hours. Don't play what? Did you hear me at all? You have no value. There is no draft competition in the world. So even if you are the best draft man in your village, you will not win any prize. Have you seen where they gave prize to the man who won in draft? Eh? There's no competition for draft. You know, draft, I don't mean draft man of drawing. Draft, this one you play. You know that time? You like, prap, 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 prap. They push it. They say, king, put two. Then they sit down on bench. One see this end. That was the other end of the bench. Then they put it with one small bottle of drink, beer. But put small glass that they come. If one girl passes, say, you come, no, they greet us. And he has no value for. So every girl will pass, they see this one, no, they greet us. No, you don't see him. He's jobless. Is what? Has no value for what?
Do you know there are women who make up for 2 hours? Sitting in front of the mirror for what? She has no value for time. And she's not Miss Universe. You have no value for what? You can't use 2 hours to make up and be useful. No way. You just be so useless. 2 hours of your productive time just to... There are men who rub cream for 15 minutes. Am I talking to you? They have no value for what? Time. 15 minutes to rub only cream. What will you do with others? Amen. Have value for what? Value for time. Anything you are doing from today, give it time. Any assignment, anything you're doing, whether school, job, make sure you have value. Say, 8 hours, I'm through with this assignment and done. You have a future. Value for time. I want to have a good value system. So don't just live anyhow. So here. Number one, have value for what? Have value for your life. At least have value for your life. You know, have value. Have value for your life. Don't just live anyhow. No, have value for your life. That this, my life, is so precious, I can't play with it. Place high value for your life. No, I can't play with this, my life, anyhow. I must use it to serve God. Is that clear, sir? So remember that I created on the days of the... So I have to use this, my life, to serve God. I can't use my life to enter cult. If you have value life, you can't be entering cult. You should be in cult before you became born again, not now as a born again. There's nothing wrong if you are in cult before you became born again. If any man be in Christ, a new creature, that is past. But not as a born again, you now get into cult. You don't have value for life. Because if you have value for life, you should have been there to come out of there, not to be here to go into there. That means you have no value for life. Because just one bullet can take you all to hell. But if any man be Christ, all things are possible. So you cannot be in Christ now and be in cult. You should have been in cult before you came to Christ. But if you have no value for life, you go back to cult. And I tell you, if you go there, they will kill you. You'll be the first they will kill. You better say amen or not, I've said it. And you go to hell. If they kill you as a cult boy, you go to hell. When we get to heaven, we'll see you there, we'll say bye-bye. Don't go there. It will be a man who has no value for life. You won't die in Jesus' name. But don't go to cult. Have value number three for order. Have value for what? Have value for order. Lack of discipline is a demoter. Lack of what? Is a demoter. When you are lawless, you'll be lifeless. In 1 Corinthians 14, 40, he says, do things decently and in order. And in what? Live your life as a man that is under a law, not by people, but you put yourself under what? A law, not to be lawless, not to be what? Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? That is, you are a law to yourself. Are you hearing me? You just tell yourself, no, I must live a life of order. I must live a life of what? Did you hear me at all? When liberty lacks control, it becomes captivity. When what? You know why I'm talking to you? Now, most times,
When you travel abroad, you find out that youths who are very good when they travel abroad, they turn upside down. You know why? This is it. That's why you must have value for order. When you go outside, for instance, you're in the United States of America, or you're in the UK or Europe, any part of the world, and the atmosphere is very conducive for learning, and you have time to play around, 95% of the people go to parties. They drink, they smoke. Your parents are not there to tell you don't do it. Your elder brother is not there to say, why are you behaving like that? You are all alone. And then you say, no, I must have value for order. Am I talking? Nobody controls you. That's why you see children who are outside are always wild. You only see a young girl in Britain who doesn't smoke. And not say men, girls. Check your sisters, they all smoke. Secretly. An average young girl smoke. She may not be smoking here, but when she gets there, because of association, because during winter, they want to smoke, feeling that that's the only way to be hot. Now, that is when you know whether you have value for what? Order. And say to yourself, no, I'm a child of God. Daniel had value for what? Order. He said, he decided not to defile himself. He chose not the parents. Not what? He said, and Daniel purposed in his heart. They didn't say Daniel was controlled by the parents. It was a youth. So you get to a point where you have value for order. You say, no, as long as I'm in school, I will not do one, two, three things. Nah. Not because I'm alone, I'll start smoking and drinking. No. That's a man who has value for what? Order. You are living your life based on the value system you have. Come on, sir, here. Are you getting what I'm saying? I said, when you are lawless, you'll be lifeless. When liberty, you have liberty and there's no control, it becomes what? Captivity. It's no longer, they say, I'm free. You're not really free. So every time they say you are free, be very careful. Don't say, tango. This old pops is not going to trouble me anymore. No. No. At that point, tell yourself, no, I have to live my life with order. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Did you hear me at all? You give yourself rules. And you obey the rules without somebody telling you to obey them. That's what I mean. You are the one who telling yourself, I won't do this. This I will do. This I will not do. Won't you be happy that you go to a school and then they say you are the best? That's order. Won't you like that? Have value for your life, have value for time, and have value for order. For what? Then finally, have value for the future. Have value for what? Number four, let me stop with that. Have value for the future. Be futuristic in whatever you do in life. Be what? In whatever you do. In anything you are doing, always think of the future. Now listen carefully. Don't sell your tomorrow for today. Have value in anything you're doing to look at the future. Are you hearing me, youth? Don't go and marry a man who has no future because they gave him an appointment today. And the moment the appointment ends, you end up being disappointed. Everything you want to do have value for the future. Anything you are doing, tell yourself, is there any future in this thing I am doing? Before you take a step, look at the future. Have value for what? Even some jobs, will they make you not to go to heaven? Forget it. There are some jobs now today, they'll make you miss God. Am I talking? Think of your future. Say, this job, will it allow me to serve God? No. Nonsense. It's not all about money. Have a good value system. Have value for your life. Have value for time. Have value for order. And have value for the future. Everyone who has not accepted Jesus as He is our Lord and Savior, say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for watching Hour of Salvation. For more information about Salvation Ministries, how you can become a member, and how you can get any of our materials, visit salvationministrieshs.org. You can also watch David Ibiomi in our live services every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and Thursday from 4:30 p.m. GMT Bottles 1. Let us know what God is doing in your life. Send in your testimonies and prayer requests to info@salvationministrieshs.org, PO Box 13670, Port Harcourt, Nigeria, or call the number you see on your screen. God has not given up on you. Don't give up on yourself. Jesus is Lord forever.